The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2015 in St. Louis, Missouri, from the retreat called Anatta, the Buddha's Teaching on Non-Self, taught by Gloria Terania Ambrosia. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gloria Terania Ambrosia teaches within the Thai Forest tradition and is a lay Buddhist minister in association with Abhayagiri Buddhist Monastery in California. She has been a Dhamma teacher since 1990, served as a resident teacher of the Insight Meditation Society from 1996 to 1999, and is a core faculty member at Barry Center for Buddhist Studies, where she does most of her teaching. For more information, go to www.bcbsdharma.org.
So we have this perception, this idea, that it's the last day of the retreat. And this can be a great area to contemplate, to practice with, because you can get to see what the Buddha's pointing to, that the mind gloms onto, it attaches to perceptions and views. And this is just one of those. It's an idea. And then you can look and see, it's like that idea will sort of sit in the back of the mind and then precipitate action based on attachment to that idea, which we may not even be seeing, you know, that we're holding it that way. Because on a conventional level, it's true, and that's where we get tripped up. But in a more ultimate level, there's still only now. It's still a succession of nows. And the idea is still one moment after the other. The idea of it being the end of the retreat, you know, can pull us down. But we can use it well. If it's going to be there, and if you know that it's there, then you can use it well. So just for example, like if we have that idea and don't see it, then that's where you start to get the leaning. You start to get the feeling of, oh, I got to hurry. I got to get this done. I've got to, you know, pack. I've got to do this. I've got to go here. I've got to go there. And after the retreat, it's this, that, and the other thing. And all of the things that are next. And I've got to get ready for them. I've got to start moving into all of that. So you get this sense of the future being born. And we move in there. And of course, there isn't any future. It's just all now. But that's what we do. And here's the effect of it, that we'll actually miss this very precious time that we have between now and the time that we actually do leave to use the momentum that we've built up to be here and to look. And so you can have that perception. We're not trying to get rid of that perception, that you can't really help it. But if it's there and you know it's there, then you can use it. And you can turn it around and say, wow, you know, very precious time. Let me just focus. Let me pull out all the stops. I'm going to practice this morning like I've never practiced before. And really, really see what's going on in my mind. And see how I'm relating to it all. See what's going on in the body. And see how I'm relating to it all. So just a reminder that, you know, perceptions and even attachment to perceptions can be very useful. They can also pull us down into anxiety, confusion, sloth, wanting and not wanting. So just be on the lookout. And then to realize, like, there's so many of the Buddhist teachings that are so profound. You know, the mind loves this stuff and it wants to linger and think about things, which can be very, very helpful. When certainly there's a place for reflective, contemplative thought in practice. And we can use that. But if in any way one feels like, ugh, I don't know this non-self stuff. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be seeing. Or it just has a lot of, ideas going on in the mind and is spinning out with Dhamma even, then, you know, it might be wise just to, you know, take a deep breath and relax. And in essence, remember that, you know, yes, all of these teachings are there and they're fabulous, and the Buddha keeps giving us pointers. He keeps saying, you know, this is what you'll see. This is one model. You can see the aggregates and how you attach. You can see the sense of self being fabricated out of that attachment, and you can learn how to relinquish it. You can see that there things are moving and changing, and the grabbing is painful, and all of that, and learn how to work with that. But the bottom line is really the basics, and that's what you hear on the first day of your first meditation retreat, which is really just relax. Notice what's happening. Try to see it in a clean, pure way. Try your level best not to hate it, not to enter into any kind of antagonistic relationship with it or indulging relationship with it. And try not to judge or criticize about anything, about what arises in the mind or about what you do when it does arise. Just try to hold everything like that. That's it. You know, and if it's not immediately apparent, this is relaxation, mindfulness, kindness, and equanimity. That's the ticket. That's the formula for awakening. Samadhi, sati, metta, and upekkha. It's all right there in that simple instruction. You know, from time to time I have people want to know what the advanced practice is. They want to know what's next. Okay, got that. What do I do now? Take me to the next level. And it can be enlightening for them to realize, to hear, but there isn't any what's next. You know, Buddhism really doesn't go beyond Buddhism 101. It's all a case of trying to manage, trying to facilitate, trying to actualize those qualities of heart in relation to what's happening. That's worth many lifetimes of work, if we understand the Buddha. He said it took him eons just to be able to cultivate the fertile mind, the fertile way of looking, to get the whole inner terrain such that the knowing, the observing, could happen unencumbered. You know, and metta and upekkha are big players in this. And so, you know, so many other beautiful states enter into it. I don't want to diminish those, but these are the four primary things that we're cultivating. And so just to understand that and to keep it simple, it's, again, when somebody teaches for 45 years and with things that are very new, enlightening. There's a lot of different models that he put forth, a lot of different angles from which the Buddha is coming at the same thing over and over again. And some of it can get quite dense. But in the end, it's really just this, you know, relax. Be aware of what's happening. The minimum standard for metta is not to hate it. And not to judge, not to criticize, upekkha. So just working with that this morning as we use these last precious hours.